You know what I'm noticing is I don't like to sing low, but it really does sound better on the recordings. My last song, Laughter and Tears, really conversational, really soothing. My voice is I have a lullaby voice. I think that's my singing, my signature. I have a lullaby voice. People find it very soothing. I'm getting a lot of response on that. So the lower range is a little bit more comforting.
Yeah.
My songs are like that.
And it's funny because it's almost like, you know, you have a ministry of comfort in your music.
Well, that's exactly who I am. And it's funny because I never saw that for myself, but I like it. I like the idea of comforting people.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
It is a wonderful thing.
Because that's what my music does for me. So.
How cool. So you have two songs on your...
I'm going to see George on Sunday, but I finished Farewell, the new version of what I'm going to do with it. Remember, I had the melody and I didn't have the lyrics, so I got the lyrics. So it's like, it's hard to sing without crying.
Oh.
It's a very tough song to sing.
Wow.
But I feel like I wasn't sure if I'm set with it. Now that I'm getting more set with it, I think my heart is into it and I don't want to do retreat this Sunday. But I should do retreat first because I'm such a passionate songwriter. Anyway, I have all the chords with me and I can break it down line by line. I'm going lower. I'm singing a lot lower and I'm hitting a lot of croaky notes that I think it's like just there's something I could do different because the rest of the song sounds good. So I don't want to go up higher where my voice is a little more thin. I don't know.
Yeah,
you can tell me.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I have that. So we can work on it when we can warm up first or whatever you want to do.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Instead of saying goodbye, it's about how the person who's leaving is there. So it's the opposite of saying goodbye. You're saying you're there. You are saying goodbye.
Yeah.
So this is the way it's going to start out with the guitar.
Okay.
Just like that. And then I'm going to come in at the verse, which is right here.
All my life.
Certainly, your pitch is
so pitch is getting better.
And your tone is so controlled. You're deciding what tones that you want to get, what textures with your voice, with your performance. You're doing it.
I'm trying.
You're doing
it
when it counts,
time.
Which is when people are listening to you and in the studio. If you can do it then, that means it's your change. Something's happening. It's becoming a habit.
I'm looking at it as I think I'm at like 75% of the time. Like before, it was maybe 10%, right? Now it's like I'm getting closer. It's hard to get it 100% of the time.
When you're not practicing, yeah.
Yes.
And even practicing 100% is still... But I had to throw that in there to you. Not as guilt, but as encouragement, because you seem to forget that. You know, like you're doing all of this, not working on your voice every day.
Well, that's because
as a pointed thing, you're
but
look how much progress without working on your voice. You're still making so much progress.
I want the voice to convey it. I do want the voice. It's just I'm so busy writing the guitar, the song, the lyrics, the other stuff. But I mean, I have lots of things. But I really want it.
And that's why I said this is not guilt.
This
is really an encouraging point. This is all about encouragement. If you can have 75% improvement over the 10% you're saying without working on your voice every day, that's great. That means if you ever were to decide...
See, it's going to sound guilt and dissing no matter what I said.
Okay.
I had to tell you, when I was singing the other Friday, I choked on my own saliva.
Oh.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
I took a deep breath in between a word. Spit went into my throat. I couldn't sing anymore. I started to sputter. Stop. So I just played the rest of my song as an instrumental. And then I still couldn't sing. So people are there. It's like I have a microphone. I just played a classical guitar piece or something.
Good thing
like,
you had your guitar.
My
That's
God.
So
cool. I just never realized what singers go through.
Oh, God. The God. Swallowing, the burps, the hiccups. You know?
Yeah, our mouth is a vehicle.
It's really multi-purpose. So it's... Oh, gosh,
that's
Judy.
That's the story. Oh, God.